Good morning, friends. This is Vince, and welcome to America Next. Today is April 12th, 2024. Today, I would like to spend a few moments with you talking about the incident that occurred in Arizona earlier this week. I call it an incident because it was quite alarming to some, not to me, but to many, there was quite alarming. And that incident was the state Supreme Court in Arizona decided that a law from 1864 should be the law of the land when it comes to abortion in Arizona. Now, how do we get here? Well, briefly, a few years ago, the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade, which took away the guarantee for a woman to have the right to abortion. And ever since then, the conservative states have been trying to figure out a way to put the nail in the coffin, so to speak, by taking away the right altogether. So, in various states, they have been trying to pass laws, or they have passed laws, to make it more restrictive or almost impossible for a woman to exercise her right to control her own body. In Arizona, that has been a fight now for the last year or so, and the conservative Republicans there wanted to do away with abortion altogether. Well, naturally, the majority of the people were fighting for a woman to have rights, which included the right to control her own body. Finally, the state Supreme Court in Arizona got involved, and they decided that the best thing to do was to go back to the beginning, which was to reimpose the law that was established in 1864. Now, at this point, what I like to do is to bring out three points concerning this whole subject matter, okay? The first point I want to discuss is the law itself. Now, when this law was first enacted in Arizona, Arizona was not a state. It was a territory. We are talking about 1864. And at that time, women were not considered equal citizens in anybody's eyes. They did not have the right to vote. They did not have the right to own property. The best way to describe a woman at that time was she's an extension of a man. Whatever men wanted, that's what they imposed upon a woman. And if she was married to a man, then whatever he did, she had to go along with it. So this law, this abortion law from 1864, was not written to help women. It was written by men to control women. They made it clear that a woman could only do what they, the men, considered was viable for her to do. They didn't care about whether she had been raped, whether it was incest, or anything else. The only time they would consider allowing a woman to have an abortion is if her life depended on it. And even then, the men had to decide. She was under their control. So that's the first point I want to bring out. This was about control. This law simply was about control of a woman. The second point I want to bring out is this fits into a pattern within our society about men thinking they are more important than a woman. Even when it comes to things like rape. Now, rape is a horrible thing, but in this country, when a woman is raped, she has to fight not just to get her case heard, but she has to fight to prove that she is not the villain. Think about it. When she goes to court, she has to stand there in front of God and man and prove to those men that she, A, didn't cause this, and two, that she didn't benefit from this. You see, in the eyes of the system, when a woman is raped, it is no big deal. Why? Because the man's sperm is so precious. So what if a man grabs her and puts his sperm in you? This is normal. So why are you bringing this to court? You see, we don't do anything to control a man when it comes to his reproductive activities. He can go out and father 1,000 kids and no one says a word. But if a woman has 2 or 3 partners, she is labeled as something despicable. And people turn their nose up at her. They talk about her. So if that woman happens to get raped, forget it. The court is saying she brought it on herself. So the second point is understanding that we are living in a society when women have to do everything they can to control the whole reproductive activities, but a man doesn't, because we, our society, has decided that his sperm is so important, so precious, that he should be allowed to deposit it anywhere he wants. And then a woman should just be happy to accept it. Now, the third point I want to bring up is the obvious point. It should be obvious, at least it is to me, is that this whole ban on abortion has nothing to do with life. I know you hear that all the time. The people are saying we are protecting the life. We want to preserve all life. Well, if you want to preserve all life, then why are you willing to harm the mother? Think about it. In thousands of cases every year, women are put in a situation when she has to make a decision about her own life, because the pregnancy could kill her. In those cases, a woman has to make that horrendous decision that to save her life, that she must terminate this pregnancy. But these pro-lifers, these people who claim to be pro-lifers, they don't care about that. Not at all. They are willing to say, if it's God's will, then she will make it. If not, it's not God's will, then they both will die. Well, that clearly states to me that this has nothing to do with life. You are not pro-life. These people who say they are pro-life are not. In reality, they are anti-women. You see, they are against the modern woman. They don't like the independent woman. They don't like the woman who is educated, strong, able to live her life on her own, who is equal to a man. This is my third point. Do not confuse pro-life with what they are really talking about. For these people, it's simply anti-women, anti-modern woman, if you really want to be specific. My friends, All of this talk we have right now about abortion, as I've said many times before, is just a smokescreen. We live in a day when there is a small segment of our society that very much wants to destroy everything that we have. Equality, diversity, equal rights, they want to throw away all of that, to impose a society filled with hatred and bitterness. This abortion argument is one of the tools they are using, because one of the enemies of these people is an independent and strong woman. Now, some of you might think that's a little extreme. Well, I ask you to think about this. Right now, there are many national mega Republican leaders that have made very clear statements about how they feel about women. For example, the gentleman that is running for governor in the for the state of North Carolina, the Republican candidate for governor for North Carolina, has said many times, and he stands by the statement, that things were better in this country before women had the right to vote. He's not the only Republican leader who has said that. And you know what? Nobody in the Republican Party has dismissed him or rejected his statement. Why? Because that is how they feel. They want to control women. Strong, independent women are a threat to them because they are weak people. They want to go back to the days when, as they said, before women had a right to vote. Now, you remember women. Think about this. It was the men over the last 100 years who gave you the right to vote, who gave you the right to own property, to gave you the right to divorce your husband, who even gave you the right to have a credit card. You see, they have always felt that they needed to control what you have. And now they feel you have too much. And slowly they want to take it back. So this abortion issue is step one. If they have their way, they will take that, but never underestimate what they will do next. Because in my humble opinion, after abortion, they're going to start looking at other things. They're going to start looking at your rights, your ability to vote, your ability to own property. Before you know it, everything that you have now will be up for grabs. You see, my friends, this makes it clear what we have to do. We, the majority, have to vote for candidates who believe in democracy, the Constitution, and the rule of law. We must reject these people who are trying to impose hatred, bigotry, and chaos. When you vote, that's what you must be thinking about. Don't lose sight. Understand that you have the power to win or lose. You have the power to save your rights. That's all for now. As always, please stay strong, keep moving forward, and keep fighting for our democracy. Talk to you again real soon.